Hi, there we go. It's welcome, welcome. The call today is called Who's Zooming You? And I'm so excited to have people on the call from all over North America. My friends, I consider you guys really my friends. I'm so happy you're here with me and so pleased to share with you this information that's made such a huge difference in my life and the lives of others. So if you're on the live call, you can, and you have a question, you can unmute yourself by pressing *6. But until then, I've muted the background so that we can just proceed with the call. So before the call, I'm going to breathe because I get so excited sometimes I forget to breathe. What I'm hoping is that you got the link for the handouts, and if you haven't, I can give that to you now if you're near a computer, and you can go while I go through the first little introduction and print out the information that you might want to see and refer to, and then you'll also be able to get your specific 9-star key information, and I found that that makes it really relevant when I'm going through the elements. And you can relate it to somebody you know, or you can relate it to yourself. It is one of those aha moments that is really fun. So the link is www.fawnchangdesigns, F-A-W-N-C-H-A-N-G, designs, DESIGNS.com/, and these are all letters, Who's Zooming You Telecall. So it's whozoominyoutelecall.html. And on that link, on that page, you'll have all the links to the handouts, the download your guide reference for the elements, and the link to send your friends or yourself to go get your own energy readout. Okay. I love this part of my talks, and this part is usually where the audience or the workshop group gets really excited and starts to come alive because it makes feng shui relevant and come alive. Our spaces, if you know, or even if you don't know, our spaces anchor our lives for better or for worse. So what's in our spaces actually creates us. The energy that is inherent in the colors and the shapes and the people can make us exhausted, can make us feel chaotic, they can drain us, or it can nourish and support us. The key is with this information that we have, we get to then understand the critical link between colors, shapes, and people, and how to make changes so that it does support us. If you know me, you may know that I've always loved things that were easy and fun, and I work really, really hard to make them clear. So if it's not clear, if you have a question, jot it down, or if we don't get to it in the call, send me an email, and I'll make sure that I answer it for you. If things aren't fun and I have to do them, I will work to find a way to make it easier and more fun, because what I believe is life was never meant to be a struggle. We don't have to put these blocks in front of us, and with knowledge we can remove them. Feng shui is a part of ancient wisdom of living life on earth. For about the last 200 years, we have enveloped ourselves in technology, but for thousands and thousands of years before that, humans lived on earth and learned to observe and predict the cycles and patterns of energy, action, and behavior that are just part of the planet and part of us, because this is where we live and this is where we developed. This information, this feng shui information, was not isolated to only Asia, but is seen all over the globe in indigenous cultures. What has survived most intact for us right now as a system is the information that we see coming from China and Japan and India, and that's why we think of it as Oriental philosophy. Truly, this information is inside all of us. It's hardwired into our being, and once you understand it, you're going to have that aha moment. We lost track of it until now. So feng shui is that branch of cosmology that we call traditional Oriental medicine or traditional Chinese medicine,
that deals with alignment in our spaces. So we'll look at feng shui. We'll also look at nine star qi from Japan, and that deals with the alignment of space and people with time. Both of these systems use a categorization that hopefully I can make simple. They break things down into five different categories known as elements, but really what these basic elements are just ways of looking at how energy moves. And those elements that we understand as water, wood, or tree, and I'll talk about it as tree, but sometimes I interchange wood and tree. So it's water, tree, fire, earth, and metal, and we understand these, and what feng shui and nine star qi have done, and traditional oriental medicine, is associate that with the colors, shapes, and people, and put them in these categories so that we can see how things behave back and forth. It's a way of viewing the world through energy. Feng shui is not a quick fix, but it works fast. It's not magic, it's a technology. It works because you begin to understand it and you make simple changes. Therefore, when you work, it works. With your new awareness, life just gets better. As we gradually refine our ability to be sensitive to the world around us, and that's what it takes. It's affecting us, but sometimes we don't see it, and we don't, even if we did see it, we wouldn't know what to do about it, so we just kind of turn it off. But with awareness, we can then connect the dots and begin to have a greater experience of ourselves in our lives. We feel more balanced and able to handle and manage control, knowing when to move, when not to move, how to make changes to be happier, healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Okay, so that was the introduction. Hopefully you've gotten in front of you at least your three digits that came from the feng shui calculator, the personal dynamic energy calculator. So let's find out who you are and what or who's been zooming you and how to change it. So we know we all have likes and dislikes, and a lot of times those likes and dislikes are really connected to who we are. When we focus and go inside on our intuition, we're usually right because it's our connection to our life. Things that help us feel on top of the world and things that just make us feel alive and other things that make us feel stressed and depressed, we understand. Sometimes we feel drained or depleted, thrown off balance, we don't know what to do. Sometimes we think another person is just annoying when in fact really they are, but only to us, because our energies naturally stress each other. So we'll look at all of this, and here we go. I'm just scrolling down through this because when I write, sometimes I talk, I repeat things, and I just want to get to the meat of this. When I do talks, often people say, give us more examples of how this worked as I know it, but what seemed like a coincidence was actually a result. Okay, if that didn't make sense, because it didn't make sense to me. People ask me, give me examples. Okay, so here's one example of how this information was used, and a woman just forgot that she made the effort and made the connection. She called me to help her with her middle school age son who was having problems in school and with his peers. I looked at his nine-star key. Based on his feng shui and his energy, I recommended changes to his bedroom, and she made the changes. His energy was tree, metal, tree. Okay, so think about this just instinctively. If we have tree energy and we have metal energy, how do they interact? Okay, so you might think of a tree and a chainsaw or an axe. Those three numbers made up that child's internal experience of life. So he was having naturally a very difficult experience going from his being a child into being his totally performing adult self. The combination of those three numbers was a hard one to live with because, of course, we know what metal does to tree, and tree dulls metal. The poor little guy with his six metal energy, six metal people are very hard on himself. He worked really hard to get things right. He loved history, and he had a duty to his relationships. He was a very, very sweet child, but very hard on himself. As he was beginning to grow into adulthood or being asked to perform in school with his talents, his tree energy was being challenged by that metal energy. His tree energy, which wanted to be idealistic, it wanted to visualize what it would be like to be an adult, who wanted to really be responsive and responsible. And to
can't hear you very well, Fawn.
Can you hear me better?
There now, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so what we did with his tree and his metal energy was we placed around him a balanced environment that helped support his tree energy and take the edge off of his harsh inner critic metal energy. Now, that might sound really like I've lost you there, but if you look at the element wheel from the handouts, you'll see that it lists all of the energies and in a cycle. So the arrows move from water to tree, from tree to fire, fire to earth, earth to metal. And that's the cycle of support. And then as the lines cross between, sort of forming a star, that's the cycle of control. So what we did between his tree and metal energy is instead of having all of his bedspreads be red, which was fire, and you know what fire does to tree, it burns it off. So he had a double whammy. He was being doubly zoomed on his trying to be completely his adult, productive young self by metal and fire. So as you look on the wheel, you'll see what supports tree is water. So instead of the red, which is the color of fire, instead of a lot of metal in his environment, we placed the colors of water, which was a deep navy blue. Well, what little boy doesn't love deep navy blue? So we made a few other changes. We added a fish tank, which normally is not recommended in a bedroom, but for this child who really needed support to his tree energy, we added a fish tank with the caveat that he keep it very, very clean. So we kept it by his door on the left side of his door because a fish tank on the right side of the door will lead you to be dreamy and daydream and get a little lethargic. So I'm giving you all these little tips and don't feel like you have to capture them all because if you have a question, just email me. So we made these changes to this child's environment, and that was early in November. And his mom was great about it. A few months later, in February, I was at a luncheon with her and overheard her talking to another woman. We were in two separate groups. She was behind me, and she said, "I just don't get it." Right after Thanksgiving, it's like a light went on, and things just changed for Michael. He was so much happier. He got more involved with his classmates. He dove into his study. She started listing the things that he got involved in school. His friends started coming around. He was a different child altogether. I got goosebumps. I had to do it. I turned around, and I made eye contact, and I smiled, and I said, "Karen, I have to interrupt. Don't you remember that early November we did the feng shui of his bedroom?" And you would think that, I don't know what you would think, that she saw a ghost because her eyes got big as saucers. She stopped cold and started laughing. She couldn't believe that there was such a dynamic connection. She'd forgotten that we'd done the feng shui. So that's the reason that I'm telling you that story is because simple changes like that, colors and elements, can make a big difference, and we actually forget how powerful we are. So something that looks like a coincidence is actually, when we connect the dots, we did it. We made it happen, and that's part of your awareness that hopefully you'll start to be aware of what's around you and how it influences you. So the next question is, here's the question. Are you ready for life to be easy? What is it like when your life is easy? Can you imagine? Sometimes we can't even imagine that our life could be easier. And that's the first step to get over is to say, wow, what if it was easy? Okay, so just think about that. Allow yourself to wonder, what it would be like to have a perfect day, what it would feel like, because it can happen. And if you don't think it can happen, you need to hang around me more, because I know that it can happen. Okay. Now to you. Let's make this really personal and important. So our bodies, each of our bodies, have a specific level of balance, and it's always seeking to be in balance. Many of us can remember what it was like to be in love. If you can just for a moment think about what it was like to be totally in love. It was this awesome, flowing feeling. Everything seemed to have a golden glow around it, including us. That moment is a glimpse of what life feels like to be in balance. Life happens, and there are things that are always challenging us and changing, and we're being buffeted and bumped off center and out of balance. The key to success is to know who you are and how you reach your balance when you're being bumped out of balance, and how to quickly make the choices and do the things to get into balance. So that's where Nine Star Key and Feng Shui come in handy. Let's get to know your particular version of balance. So those, you have your readouts in front of you, and in your handout you'll see the element chart that I've just mentioned. You'll also see a Bagua map of spaces, because everything is interrelated. Based on your number energy, there will be places on that Bagua map. There will be places and areas that you'll feel more comfortable or more depleted in. And then on page 3 of the handouts, there will be, you'll see 3 little boxes, and at the bottom it has years 2011, 2012, and 2013. As I'm going through this, I'll mention the overall energy of the year that you might be experiencing based on your particular feng shui energy, because time influences us as well as colors, shapes, and people. Okay. This is a lot of information. I don't want to hit you with a fire hose of information, so I'm going to slow down just a bit. You'll notice if you've gone to your 9-star key calculator on my website that the printout gives you 3 numbers for each person. Those 3 numbers signify your energy in different situations. The first number is how you'll respond or react as a developed adult energy. And just like the little boy that we talked about, as he was needing to perform his talents and tasks, that was his adult energy, and that's yours. The second number is how you'll respond or react in a dependent situation. So in a relationship, or as a child, or even as an older adult, as we get into a situation where we're dependent on somebody else, we have a different way of relating. The third number shows the energy that will motivate you or calm you, and it's the energy that people first notice when they meet you. So this is how I explain it. Somebody just gave you your favorite car, your beautiful, expensive race car, and you're on a California highway, maybe Highway 1. You see this beautiful scene. There's nobody around. You know there are no cops, and you're going to drive this car. Okay, so the way you drive it is your adult energy. Some of us, if we're a fire person, we will drive like crazy. If we're a metal person, we might just drive to experience how good it feels and how good we look. If we're an earth person, we'll be involved in the details of what's going on in the whole car. Okay, so those are just 3 ways. So you're driving it, and it's you. Next thing you know, you round a corner, and there's a police officer. That's how you'll respond as your second number. Some of us will go into a dependent, oh, I'm so sorry. We'll change the way we behave when the police officer's there, and some of us won't. Some of us will be just the same way. That's the difference between the first and the second number. And the third number, then, is what motivates you. My 3 numbers are 5, 8, 2. 2, as you'll see, is the number of relationship. And what motivates me is that third number is being in relationship. And what you would first see of me might be that I really enjoy being around you and being around people. that's what motivates me. Okay. So when you listen to the explanations, if the information is not directly about you, see if anyone on your chart has that number or energy, and I'll bet you'll be smiling and aha as you say, oh, that is so true about him or her or me. Okay, so back to the five elements. We'll talk about these in the order that they support each other, going clockwise around the element wheel, starting with water. If you have a one in your number makeup, you have the energy of water in your being. No matter which three of those numbers, there will be some component of water that you are. And you know more about water energy than you think you do. Water energy, as the ancients looked at it, and as we know it, what happens when you pour water on a countertop? It flows in all directions and eventually seeks the deepest level to the floor. If there's a crack, it will go beneath that. So water person is able to move freely and flexibly adapt herself to other personalities and situations. Being around a water person, they'll almost feel enigmatic, and you'll almost like you can't grasp who they are. They'll be so flexible and free, but they'll be very engaging, but it's almost like you can't grab them, like you can't grab water. They'll be enjoyable, but they'll also have an air of solitude about them. Water nature loves freedom to explore and roam and prefers to be independent and flow in the direction that pulls them. They can be chatty in social situations, but that's mostly to ease people around them. And sometimes they have an air of superiority around them as their inner world is much deeper than they believe others can access because that water energy flows deep. Just like water, whether in a glass or the banks of a river or a lake, the water person needs a container to keep them from flowing endlessly. They need to be pulled back a little bit. So they'll seek out people, books, religions, anything in an attempt to find some kind of structure for their flexible, fluid nature. Water people are deeply connected to spirit. They're very sensual. They love life, and they feed life, and they feed off of life, their emotions, and can sometimes be withdrawn and brooding. They have clear insights. They're easy and agreeable. They're diplomatic because they can see both sides of a situation, and they appear gentle, and they appear flowing and reserved, but they're really internally a very strong person. When out of balance, that one water person can become wishy-washy, indecisive, and non-committal. So if you have water in your energy, you'll understand that flowing softness that you have. They'll think deeply and sometimes suddenly come back with some thought or reflection that seems like it's the clearest and most insightful droplet of information that came straight from the well of life itself. They'll be quiet, they'll listen, and then bang, you'll think, oh my gosh, they're right. So as you see, if you're a water person or have water in your makeup, what will help you feel more alive are people, colors, and shapes associated with metal energy if you look at the chart. Okay, so the metal energy will give you direction. The water person who likes to be solid, who likes to be alone a lot and enjoys their own company, needs to get out into the community. Metal will give that water person a focus in the direction of a grand cause. You'll enjoy the conditional relating of metal energy. Metal is associated with metal, silver, pastel colors, or people that have metal in their own makeup. So for the water person, the support can come from any of the related items involved with metal. And it can be a person with a 6 or 7 in their chart. It can be metal itself. It could be jewelry. It could be finery. It could be silver or pastel colors. That will actually help the water person become more of who they are. Now, getting what would zoom a water person? What would zoom a water person would be earth. So think about how earth and water behave together. Those earth people would be somebody with a 2, a 5, or an 8, and earth dams water. it will feel like those energies that give you boundary but make you feel muddy and unclear about yourself and your purpose. Earth energy is about relationships and asks that water person. Remember I said that the water person is really flexible and likes people, but internally is distant from everyone around them. They have this kind of this superiority feeling, and so intimacy is not very easy for a water person. The earth person will demand relating. So when we're looking for balance, a little bit of earth is a good thing to bring the water person to the fore and into a relationship. Too much would just muddy them, give them boundaries, and make them stagnant. Okay, so we know that metal will support the water person, earth will dam the water person, but we also understand a little bit of fire and water. Fire energy is about exposure, and water nature is discreet and selective. So fire energy can actually frazzle that water person. So if you have water and you come around somebody that expects you to talk a lot, or somebody that really is just over the top brilliant and clarifying and talking, they can actually really drain the energy of a water person. So fire will drain or frazzle that water person. If you take a look at page 3 of your handouts, you'll see there are 3 boxes, and the middle is marked 2012. Each year is different, and this year for each of us is going to feel very uncomfortable if you haven't already noticed that. So the water person is in the house of fire, is in the energy of fire, so they're going to be really challenged. They'll be expected to be pulled out into a lot more social events, and they'll be more comfortable with, than they'll be more comfortable with, and they'll need more time to themselves to regroup. If there's a way to make this better, it's to make the life better and easier for that one water person, it will be to bring the energy of tree to counterbalance the effects of fire and water. Okay, so tree people that are tree people are those with 3 and 4 in their nature, and we'll get to them next. But what the one water person will need around them is more nature this year, more light green, more light blue, and more maybe vertical stripes. And as easy as this sounds, it really works. So even just wearing a light blue shirt or even a light blue anything will help that water person feel better in this year. Okay, so that was one water and how it's doing. So hopefully you can see how the wheel works back and forth. Tree energy will help the water person to have direction, to see how it's been done in the past, how it can be done in the future. Water energy will also support tree energy, looking on the clockwise flow of energy through that cycle. So when we're looking at the flow of energy, we look at where it's coming from and where it's going. As the water supports the tree person, let's talk about those of you with numbers in 3 and 4 in your 9-star key. Here's where I usually have questions about why all the numbers. I'm going to tell you, and then you can forget it. But I know that each element has 2 sides to it. So a water will have 1 number, the 9. The fire energy will have 1, I'm sorry, water will be 1, fire will be 9. The tree energy has a 3 and a 4, and the reason that is because each of us, each of these elements have a softer side and a more direct side. Fire and water being the elements that you really can't touch or grasp are indicative of the person with the fire or water energy. They embody the softer side and the stronger, more directed side within them. Where the tree comes in is the 3-tree is the more directed energy, and the 4-tree is the softer, more reflective energy. And we call those yin and yang. Okay, so people who are 3-tree, if you have 3-tree energy in your makeup, you always have a lot of creative ideas and a lot of projects going all at once. The 3-tree, think of the full force of spring bursting forth onto the scene after the cold, dark winter. You're independent, where water people are more flowing in their independence. Tree people shoot up with almost a thunderous explosion. They're upward moving, free thinkers, very romantic, and usually have those more projects going more than once. They're powerful and capable of strong, powerful actions, and they usually expect others to keep up with them, or at the very least expect others to manage the details for them, because they're so busy finding the way to move and finding the ideas and being creative. They're humorous and they're outspoken. They're very charming and they're full of life and trust. And 3 people at a very young age really need to be protected from unsavory characters because they have a vitality that is very attractive. Their home or office will usually crave organization because they have so many options and new ideas for projects that they just can't finish one. That's where their energy is going. I don't know if you've ever met somebody like this. I have a few friends like this, and after a while, I know there are certain things I can't talk to them about because they will just barrage me with creative ideas, so much so that as soon as they mention it, my earth energy immediately goes to the details, and I'm in 4 or 5 down in the details, and all of a sudden they've got 12 other ideas. And so that's really, really how I understand that they're zooming me and I'm zooming them. And what we do is either if I'm going to be around them, I wear something red to support me and kind of take the edge off of them. And I know that seems selfish, but it really helps me to stay grounded. And really, that's what it is. It's about each one of us. We have to be self-protective. Okay, so back to the 3-tree. They can pick their way through a minefield of difficulties and provide vision and inspiration to move forward. They're great planners, breaking new ground, but they need a support system to help them shore up the details and bring projects to completion. So just like those little shoots coming through the ground, and in the springtime you see that a lot of trees will have these little landscaping stays and ties so that they don't topple over. Think of when you see a tree person, they really need some kind of boundary and support. So if you have a child or you have a friend, or even if you have an employee that has 3-tree energy, they're going to have a lot of ideas. What is recommended is you get some earth energy around them to ground those ideas, and then you're very consciously supporting them with a little bit of water energy to help them flow and support them, a little bit of fire energy, which is red, which is, okay, tell me about that, and make them bring out all of the details that they're thinking about, and that will help them calm down and not just be overwhelming with all of their ideas. So this year, the 3-tree is in the year of germinating. Hopefully, last year, this 3-tree person discovered their passion for life and is thinking now about how to bring it into the world. So this is a year, and if you look on the chart on page 3 of the handouts, you'll find your number, and as I go through the numbers, they're all listed as to what the energy of that year is. In 2012, 3 is in the year of germinating. Anybody in the year of germinating will find it a year when they are supported in gathering information and financial support, gathering the details, coming up with a business plan that will support what they discovered last year in the year of planning and discovering their life purpose and how to bring it into the world. So I will send a sequence of how the years run, and then each year we're all in a different energy. That's what makes it so exciting. And that's okay, so here we go. So the spring energy is what is surrounding the 4-tree person. So we talked about the 3-tree, and now we'll talk about the 4-tree. The 3-tree being the very forward-moving, dynamic, and strong experience of the tree energy. We're looking at four tree now. So if you know of anybody with a four tree in their personality, these people are visionaries. So when you think about a tree, as you look at the sprout as it comes up from the earth, think of the energy that it takes to push through the earth. That's the energy of the three tree. And then as it moves up into the sky, where you start to see the leaves and maybe the fruit and the blossoms, it's a little less forceful. It's a little more soft and a little more engaged with the earth and the wind, the wind and the air. That's what the four tree is like. They are less forceful. They're more emotionally aware than the three tree, and they're more associated with the air in which the leaves live. Four energy people are thoughtful, practical, and reliable, more so than the three tree person, which is more forward-moving and strong. The four-tree person wants to make it. They have a determination that often conceals their soft, vulnerable innocence and their interior. They're visionary, as I said, and much of their being centers around that vision, as though they listen with their eyes. Eye contact is very important to the four-tree. In fact, if you're making eye contact, some people can actually misinterpret that as they're being engaging and sexy, but really they're not. They're really reading everything, and they're absorbing it with their eyes. Sometimes, actually, they realize at a very young age that they can be controlling with their eyes. So to say that they're they weren't being manipulative, I didn't mean that. Sometimes they can, but initially, that's not their experience, and that's not their goal. Whereas the three tree is direct. The four tree, being sensitive to the people around them, will often beat around the bush. So the three tree can get themselves in trouble with their directness. The four tree is almost like those branches in the wind. They move around and don't seem to be very clear sometimes. But the four tree is the most aware of timing. And being the most time conscious, when the timing is disrupted, they'll become ungrounded. So if you're a four tree and your timing is thrown off, you'll know now that it's those times to pull back and reestablish the sequence of one thing, then the next, then the next, then the next. And that will actually help the four tree person evolve and flourish, bloom into who they can be. Both 3 and 4 are idealistic. The 4 is much more romantic to their own peril. They'll believe in love at first sight. They'll believe in anything that they can conjure up in their mind. So sometimes they don't actually see what's there. They see the romantic nature of what could be there. Out of balance, they'll need to be grounded. So just like we did with water energy people, we can see from the element wheel that water energy will support tree people. So what will support people with the tree energy will be water people, the colors black or dark blue, shapes that are asymmetrical, mirrors, windows, clean windows. If you have a tree person around, get some clean, make sure your windows are clean, your mirrors are clean, no cracks in them, no smoky mirrors, because they really need to see what's there for what it really is. Reflective objects will also help them. Tree energy people need tremendous support in the form of energy that is like water, meaning communicate with them, listen to them, reflect back what you hear them say, be receptive, manage their resources, provide a larger perspective. So all of that is water energy. All of these things are listed in the Discovering Your Elements guide, that there is a link on the page that I sent to you, and all of these energies and colors and shapes are listed in there, and how to use them with the certain elements when you're out of balance to bring yourself back into balance. what will likely zoom the tree person is metal energy, as I mentioned before. It's likely that it will zoom them because I've seen many couples who have one person with metal energy and one with tree energy. And there will be times when they can be very cutting to each other. The metal person can actually chop down all of the happy creativity of the tree person. But every once in a while, I see a metal person who has the ability, almost like a samurai, to gently sculpt the ideas of the tree person. And that's really the goal. On the other hand, when I was working with Saks Fifth Avenue, two departments were at war with each other. One, after we did their energetics, one was primarily metal energy and the other was primarily tree energy. And so the creative people were being blocked and chopped down. So what we did is we used water energy in their environment to mitigate their fighting. And we were able to balance them. And we used just a little bit of the others, of fire, earth, and water, in order to surround and balance them. So that's what we're looking at. If you have somebody that you're across that wheel on, do use the energy that supports both of you and a little bit of the balancing energy, and it will make a big difference. So as I said, the colors that are comfortable to tree people are those light blues and those light greens and the shapes of trees themselves, like columns or vertical stripes, plants, vines, flowery prints, all of that is tree energy, and that will support and feel comfortable to tree energy, but that will also then, here we go, we're going to support the fire people. Fire people are amazing. As we move around the wheel, we go from tree energy to fire energy, and the ideas that the 3 and 4 tree brings forth, all of those great ideas, perfectly support the energy of fire people who will take those ideas and announce them to the world. So if you know anybody that has a 9 fire, these people love and need to be in front of people, in front of audiences and talking. They are clarifying, they are brilliant, and they love to network. If you're a 9 fire, or you know somebody who is a 9 fire, they're expansive, larger than life. That when in balance, they thrive around people. They love talking and just assuming that whoever gave them the information was correct, which is one of the things tree people need support, but fire people. You can't have fire without fuel. And a lot of times, fire people will just keep talking and not investigate and get really grounded in their details and in their facts, which is really important. So that's how a fire person can get out of balance or at least lose their credibility. This year is a very good one. It will feel very uncomfortable for fire people, anybody with 9 in their makeup, but it is a year, if used properly, they can delve deeply into research, deeply into their convictions, and they will come out in a much stronger position next year where they'll feel very comfortable and at home in their own skin, like the rest of us will. This year will feel very uncomfortable for most of us. Next year we'll feel very, very at home in our own skin. So fire energy people need tremendous support and boundaries and to check their facts. Fire, like water, is an element you can't hold, but unlike water, fire people cease to exist without fuel. Okay, so they actually need people around them. They need people to look at them. They need people to listen to them. They can also be quite vain or self-centered in family relationships. The benefit of having this knowledge is to understand them and love them anyway. They can't change. So just like the sun is at the center of our universe, the fire is also at the center of their lives. And when we don't allow them to be that, then they start to fizzle out and get a little disjointed. Let's see, it doesn't mean that they're narcissistic. They're great leaders. They're very kind. They're helpful and brilliant. So anybody around a fire person will automatically feel that they've got something solved in their life, because the fire person has a way of, just like fire clarifies the underbrush and sweeps it out, fire person will just take that right out and show you where the benefit and the knowledge is. So fire is associated with fame and reputation, the heart, and the small intestine. Everything is interconnected, and I didn't explain all of that because this would be then a 12-day telecall. But the fire people are very loving, kind, and they help fuel the assimilation of new knowledge and experience with others. A fire person's home will usually have lots of light and open spaces. If it doesn't, just beware, because they might be out of balance. They might not be getting acknowledged for being the on-the-stage great person that they are. So if they're surrounding themselves with darkness, or they're surrounding themselves with, if they're heading into a place where they're not shining, or they're, that could be because they're being drained. One particular family that I worked with had four children and two parents, and the energy when I worked it out was just amazing. Almost all of them, except for one child, had earth energy, and that one child had fire energy. And if you could place that on the elemental wheel there, you'll see that fire is at the top and earth would drain it. This poor child was having such a hard time, and he was going over the deep end. They called me because he was really in a bad way, slashing and heading off to juvenile detention. And this was not a family that was not invested in their kids. They just couldn't figure out what was going on until we did their feng shui, and we saw that just by virtue of their energy, they were draining this child. Imagine that. So what we did was we moved this child to the bedroom that was right next, that was in the tree position, okay? So if you look at the Bagua, we look at where fire is on the Bagua. That would be the 9. Right to the left of that is tree energy. So we changed the room that it was into his bedroom instead of the blacks that he was in, that he had mostly in his other bedroom. We put light blue, just a soft light blue gray is what he really liked, and a little bit of green. We opened the shades and made sure there was a lot of light there. So we moved his bedroom, we changed his colors, and that child shifted. They were still doing all of the normal things that they had to do, but the child shifted his energy and is now doing much better and is supported by the environment, so he's not so drained. So fire people can feel drained or balanced, just like we all can, and that child is now supported with tree energy. Okay, so now moving on, let's see. Looking at the elemental wheel, we saw that what supports fire is tree. And then we go to what can drain fire, as I said, is earth energy. But if we look at it from earth's perspective, earth is supported by fire. Earth energy has 3 numbers, a 2, a 5, or an 8, and they're all a little bit different. The 3 earth numbers are generally people that are balanced, nourishing, stable, and centered. They're hard workers who achieve success through steady flow accumulation of effort. They focus on details and grounding projects. Earth people gather things to them. They collect things. So if I go into an earth person's house, there are a lot of collections. They love to see things displayed. It's really fun. They have a soft, nourishing aspect to them, and they have a tendency to worry and a tendency toward lethargy because they like to be grounded. If you're in earth energy, when you're in balance, you will be grounded and stable and a touchstone for others. But if you're out of balance, you'll be overly detail-oriented. You will be overly involved in the details of somebody else's life. Okay, so we'll look at 2, 5, and 8 separately, And I've got about 8 minutes left, so I better move through this. So two people are all about relationships. They're the energy of mother, of taking care, of responsible to and for others. They're a team player par excellence. They're very supportive. This could be of their own undoing, though, because they put others before themselves. The two Earths can be very sensitive and may have a tendency toward perfectionism, which is due to their focus on details and a tendency toward codependency. They want everyone else to be happy. So the 8 Earth is likened to the mountain, whereas the 2 Earth is mother, the 8 Earth is likened to mountain energy. If you know anybody with 8 in their makeup, they are solid, they are stable, they are single-minded. It's as though when you're talking to them, they are really taking what you're saying deeply inside them. And once they make a decision about what you've said or what the plan is, they are stubborn. They don't change easily. They don't adapt well to any changes they themselves haven't initiated. So like the mountain, they can appear distant when in fact they're very reserved, private, and they're slow to engage. Okay, so that 8 Earth loves research. They go deeply into anything, even relationships. So this person needs to pay close attention to the fame area of the home or office and remember to keep it light and luxurious and alive. So that's very important for any Earth person, is to be supported by fire. And that would be red. That would be the space of the fame in your environment. The last of the Earth energies is the 5 Earth. On the Bagua, it's in the center. And just like the center of the Bagua, the 5 Earth person is the center of anything they enter. They are the catalyst. They are the administrator. They have a tendency to be blunt and impatient, but it's only because they can see everything. They can see the big picture and they can see the details at the same time. They lead very interesting and unusual lives. They can often get stymied in their central position if they're out of balance and unsure of how to move from A to B. So to bring an Earth person back into balance, get them around some fire energy. Get them exercising. I'm an all-Earth person, 5-8-2. And when I find that I'm stuck, I'm too focused on details, I get outside. I go exercise. I call a friend of mine who is a fire person, and she just cuts right through all of the clutter in my mind and clarifies what I need to do. So that's what's going to happen. The other support for an Earth person is to give them a deadline, and that's what we look at as metal. Metal people are the people that will be very accountable, almost like a surgeon. They're very clear, concise, accountable. You don't make friends easily or deeply with your surgeon because you want them to have a detached, conditional idea and support of who you are. So that's what a metal person does. There are two different kinds, the 6 or the 7. So the 6 metal person has that father energy. They're very hard on themselves. They have a tremendous sense of duty. They're very strong leaders with an intellectual, logical approach to life. And the 7 metal is more social, more gracious, and more outward in the manifestation of their life. They love the finery of life. They love jewelry. They love things that are beautiful. So that 7 metal person is the person whose home will be well appointed. They love fashion. The 6 metal person will love luxurious surroundings, but they will not be as comfortable moving out into society as the 7 metal will thrive on it. So the 6 metal people, as I said, are hard on themselves. They often see innocent comments as criticism because they are so hard on themselves. They work very hard and are achievement oriented, and just like that knife that can go from gently carving rosettes out of butter, it could chop something right in half. So metal people can be very clear, but they can also be ruthless. And seven metal, if you're in a relationship or you know a seven metal person, they harvest experiences. They have to learn through their own experience. They're called joyful lake. They reflect back everything in their environment. So they're really good hosts. They make everybody feel comfortable. They're elegant people. But just like that clear glacial mountain lake, they're very deep. And not many people get to see what is at the base of this seven metal person. This year, the sixth metal person is in the energy of centering and karma. So it's a year when things come toward them. So the advice for the sixth metal person is to stay centered and allow things. And just that's really the big part, is to stay centered. Seven metals will have probably the easiest year these next 2 years. They will find themselves this year in the year of harvest. So when you look on page 3 of the handouts and you see that in the lower right-hand box is the name of harvest, when your energy is in that year, metal comes towards you. Metal in the form of money, metal in the form of the harvest of everything that you've done over the last 9 years. Also, there's always with the Chinese philosophy, a double-edged sword, there's the good and the bad. So be careful. So the warning is, if you're in a year of harvest, be careful that metal will come towards you. So be careful driving. Be careful around knives. Be careful around machinery, because there's a tendency for metal to be drawn to you. And when I was in a seven metal year, one cycle a couple years ago, I was almost run off the road 3 times by a front-end collision. And thankfully, I knew this information, so I was hyper-aware when I was driving of what was going on around me. And I really was glad that I knew that information. So as I said, for all of us, next year will be a year of feeling much more at home in our skin, and I can give you more detail about any of this and how it works within the three numbers, within your life, what area of your home you hopefully can see now will make more sense and be more supportive to you, or which area based on the Bagua will of your rooms will have more energetic support for you. Hopefully you been able to see that people just are who they are, and then you can use energies to mitigate if they're annoying you. Protect yourself with color, shape, and placement. So this teleclass is one of the parts of the classes that I love giving, and I think that it is a lot of information. Maybe you can give me some feedback if you think I need to re-record this or give it again if it was too much. I hope it was good. And if there's any questions, I am here and available. And so we can go past 12 o'clock if you want. If there are no questions, please, I've got some webinars coming up where you'll actually be able to go through the screens. And the next one is on August 8th, and that is Change Your Home, Change Your Life. And then I have a whole list of seminars. One is Designing Your Office for Profit, which is fun. And in these other seminars, what I go through is how to make specific changes to spaces, not necessarily not based on who you are, but a more generic, let's take a look at your spaces, and then you can overlay your energy information to make it work specifically for you. So there it is. I think I forgot to breathe. Anybody have any questions? No? Okay.
Fawn, it's Debbie. I've got a question. This may be a little off base, but does all of this apply also to animals?
Yes, yes. I'm so glad you asked that. Yes, it does. In fact, a client that I just did, she and her husband had wonderful energy. She was tree and fire. Her husband was mostly metal with a little bit of earth energy, and you can see how that almost seesawed back and forth. And they had a little dog that they gave me the dog's birth time, and that little dog appropriately mitigated their relationship. And the word that the dog had earth energy and water energy, which really supported the wife. So it was funny when I was around them. The dog really helped the wife be more of who she was. And then the dog had a little bit of earth energy so he could relate to the husband as well. And it was so fun to watch. So, yeah, it really does. It relates to animals as well.
So if you had a bunch of animals who were not getting along, you could analyze them and maybe make some adjustments in their environment?
Oh, absolutely.
Would it relate?
Yes.
Between the, among the animals, right?
Colors,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And all of this also applies to what we eat. So if you analyze the dogs and you see that you have one dog that has a lot of earth energy, and I know this, I can say this with regularity, earth energy, well, I can say it all, but I'm sorry, with personal experience, earth energy people have a what we call a spleen, pancreas, stomach sort of sensitivity. And all of that makes diabetes a lot more prevalent. So it's very important that earth energy people watch the carbohydrates and watch the sugar, because that pancreas, spleen, stomach energy is the weakest in their constitution. So it's not going to process that as appropriately. So if you have a dog with a lot of earth energy, you might want to look at their diet and change it so that what their food consists of is not corn, not gluten, and a lot more animal-based foods, so that they get some real protein and a lot more water. And so, you know, because dogs can get the same diseases that we do, and because we have the same energy. So it all relates to diet and to thinking and to who we put around us. Thanks.
Thank
you. I get
you.
So excited when I get to talk. if there are any other questions, please be sure to email me. I'm available anytime, fawn@fawnchang.com. And please send me some what you thought of the class, and if you think it was helpful, I'm very happy. So,
Fawn, can I ask
you
another question?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you have the same number, the same energy in all three of your elements, how do you get resolution when your resolution element is the same as your adult and your child element?
Okay, so if it's all the same element, there's only one manifestation of all the 81 different permutations, and that's 555. And 555 is the only sequence that has the same. You can have the same element, so you could have a 344 or a 767, and those subtleties will then take over. If you're a 555, that's a very, very difficult position to be in. I know three people who are that, and their lives have to be very, very clear about staying in their center. Do you want to share the person's number?
It was my sister, and she passed away, but I was just looking for when you were describing some of the characteristics, it sounded very much like her, and so I just checked her birth date, and she's a 555. She was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
555 is very good. Now, they'll have a very consistent experience of life. So they'll be the person that when they're driving their car or when the police stops them or if they decide they need a rest stop, they will not have a different experience. Whereas somebody that has like that 4-6-4 energy, that is a tree, metal tree, they will be aware of behaving differently in different situations. Like a 5-2-8 will be very similar, but when you start to see the peaks and the valleys of the 5-2-8, I can understand how I'm different in certain situations. Whereas the 5-5-5 person won't understand why somebody's not the same unless you give
them a 3-4-4 is what you're describing with the where you've got the same element, but it's a different number of the.
Right, right. 3-4-4, like that person, the 3-4-4, would need to have nature around them, would need to have romance, would need an understanding of timing. And when they're doing their work, that 3 energy, they would be much more forceful. So they would be at work, they would be like moving forward, tons of ideas, hyper creative. And then in a relationship, say they get a phone call from their beloved, they would be softer. They could be easily frazzled if he changes the plans on them, and they would need to have a sequence of events that they could follow one thing at a time, whereas this, then you go back to work and you're like, okay, where are we now? So that would be kind of the difference of experience of a 3-4-4.
Thank you.
Sure. And if you have any other questions, I'll be here. I'm here. But if not, give me a call if you want. Come on to the other webinars if you'd like, and I'll announce the times and the spaces for that. And I will publish my schedule so that if I'm in your area, please come see me or just let me know, and I'll come by and say hi. Thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this. Give me your feedback, and have a wonderful day. I hope that this information helps make your life easier to change and live and be more joyful and in control and power-filled and happy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks, Vaughn. Bye.
Thanks.